This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
In Washington, we have a disease, or a syndrome, rather. I call it the dinosaur syndrome. Big hearts, small brains. Unfortunately, it's a recurring problem, year after year, bill after bill, day after day. In Washington, it is argued that you are more compassionate if you give away more of someone else's money. I would argue that true compassion isn't giving your own money away. I would argue that truly rational policy is giving away money that you have. So it's one thing to give away other people's money. It's another thing to give away money that you don't even possess. We as a country have a $20 trillion debt. We borrow $1 million every minute. And yet we are putting forward a bill to allocate $15 billion to those who are suffering under Harvey or from Harvey without paying for it, without finding the money anywhere, with just simply adding it to our tab, adding it to our $20 trillion bill. How do we get to $20 trillion in debt? Big hearts, small brains. Nobody has the courage to say, why don't we pay for it? Why don't we be legislators and stand up like men and women and say, let's set priorities. If it's a priority to help those in Texas, and I have great sympathy for those in Texas, my family is there, I have family members with 2 feet of water in their house, so I have great sympathy for those who are in need. But there's no reason to be foolish. We shouldn't just borrow the money. Why don't we take the money from something less important? My amendment, America First Amendment, would take the money from money that we were going to send to foreign countries. We send billions and billions of dollars to countries who hate us. We send billions and billions of dollars to countries who burn our flag. I think it's a very simple choice that when we're looking at helping those in need in our country, we quit sending money to other countries. What my amendment would do would be pay for the $15 billion in aid by taking it out of the foreign aid account.
Sense, Scott, what do you think? It beckons the T-shirt. Big heart, small brains. We can get people there in Congress to wear these T-shirts. Yes, right. I mean, they don't need to wear any T-shirts. I mean, the fact that, as he points out, $20 trillion in debt now, we're officially over $20 trillion. In debt, borrowing $1 million a minute. I mean, this is what it comes down to. It is ridiculous. He talks about foreign aid. I mean, there's duplicative waste. Tom Coburn wrote in his last waste book edition that there was $450 billion in duplicative waste amongst the bureaucracy. So, you know, there are some priorities to look at. Even the Trump administration early on looked at, I think there was like 17, 18 agencies where, you know, there's no leadership. And people are just stepping on one another, no accountability. So clearly when you have a government that operates at this level of monstrosity. I mean, I won't even talk about it being incompetent. I mean, I think the budget speaks for itself. And what the senator is bringing out is like, okay, are his words going to fall to the wayside, Tom Coburn's?
Probably. But I think that he raises a great point. It kind of goes into the thing that I always try and remind my girlfriend who tries to help her friends and family. Mm-hmm. Just because somebody needs help, it doesn't mean that you have to hurt yourself in order to do it.
Right.
So I always tell her, you know, just because they say they're cold doesn't mean you have to light yourself on fire. I think that's kind of what Rand Paul's saying here. He's like, look, we give a lot of aid to the world, but we don't. If we need that money for our people, we need to make sure that we take care of our people before we worry about the rest of the world.
Well, and then, of course, this is, brings up the argument again that people are concerned about this America First ideal, but as I say, you know, it's like when you're on the plane and the masks come down, they tell you, make sure you get yours on first. And these are some of the things that we've been violating. And here we are, $20 trillion in debt, and people do not like us anymore.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission, ladies and gentlemen. 6 out of 10 agree we're on the wrong track. I say good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? Yes, you. Okay, this is a government of for, by, we, the people, which puts the responsibility on our backs, not on the political elite that we have allowed to take over our government. We got to take it back. President Trump, at his inauguration, said that this was the day, the date of his inauguration, where America, the governance of America, would be returned to the people, its rightful owner and rightful steward of this government of for and by we the people. You know, the challenges to American security in the Western Pacific, as we've been talking about, the seas that surround Europe and the Persian Gulf are growing. At the same time, U.S. military commanders seek more naval forces to protect America's interest in the safe transit of American goods, deterrence in a proliferating world, and the defense of our key allies. Simultaneously, U.S. defense budgets are shrinking. American sea power has not been as small as it is today since World War I. Unless this shrinkage is reversed, U.S. sea power will continue its decline in the indefinite future as politicians ignore the widening gulf between the cost of modernizing and expanding American sea power and the resources devoted to this most strategic arm of our nation's defense. That's Inside the Jacket, in part, that I read from Sea Blindness, how political neglect is choking American sea power and what to do about it. The author, Seth Cropsey, is with us. Seth, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks, Bill. Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this story. This is one that we've addressed for a long time here on this show. So we are allies to this cause that America is finding itself in a very, very vulnerable position, as you write, because of sea blindness.
Well, let's talk about something where we can disagree.
Okay.
On that point, we're in full agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the problem that we're facing is not just that that there is, as you just pointed out to your listeners, it's not just that there's a gulf between increased demand for American sea power and a decreasing number of ships. Mm-hmm. The broad sort of historic problem is that countries that have suffered sea blindness, reduced their fleets, and lost their ability to influence events at sea have never regained it.
Mm.
Never.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's like one of those historical footnotes, but it's a really big and important fact. And
you're waving a big warning flag here. As the former Deputy Undersecretary of the U.S. Navy, Seth, you see the writing on the wall loud and clear. I mean, over the years, whether it was the Clinton administration, Obama administration, one of the first things to cut is military spending. And I think we've had an objective problem here. I mean, here we are, $20 trillion in debt. And what do we have to show for it? We find ourselves most vulnerable these days, you know, and sea blindness, you know, points this out, I believe, if our eyes are open enough, you know, to understand what we've done with our, you know, with the future of our, you know, our Navy.
And our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. More importantly, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, and not only our country, we can expand it to the world, because the world clearly has been counting on us. And I think this has been one of the refreshing aspects, like him or not, of Donald Trump. But what we've seen overseas is international leaders have basically said, welcome back. We've missed you.
Right. Well, the globalization, which I know is not always a favorable term, but it certainly has been the path toward greater global wealth over the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. Depends in large measure upon free, unmolested navigation on the high seas and through the choke points that are around the world. And if the United States is no longer protecting those choke points, not only for American commerce, but for the world, then you have to ask yourself the question, who does protect those choke points and what happens? And the answer is that we can expect to see more piracy. We can expect the Chinese, the growing Chinese fleet, to be in a position to control them. And none of that is good for our business, for our economy, and certainly for our security.
Well, and as you say, these other nations see what's going on, you know, and as we know, Seth, that, you know, a void cannot exist. If America backs off, somebody's going to rise up, whether it's Russia or China. And look at these other countries that are advancing, you know, their Navy fleets and picking up where America has left off or has decided that it's not quite as important anymore. But you bring up a classic point, and that is that historically those nations that have ignored the sea routes have paid a serious price and have lost serious influence internationally.
Now, look at Venice. Venice used to be the great Mediterranean power, both in terms of its navy and in terms of economics. And when they lost, when they got diverted by the Italian land wars and by poor decisions about taxation, they were no longer able to sustain a fleet. And what's Venice today? I mean, it's an it's a theme park. I mean,
yes,
it's a
exactly.
Place. I love
right.
Visit it.
Yeah.
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I think it goes back to the fundamentals here, don't you say, Seth? Is that we've been, you know, shouting about this over the airways for years now? Is that we don't have so much as a money problem as much as we have a priority problem. You know, when you have elected officials that are more concerned about getting reelected than that which is good for our country, then we're a bit out of order. And this is also, I believe, contributing to the $20 trillion officially that we are now in debt for.
Yeah, what you've just described is called short-sightedness.
Mm-hmm.
We're being short-sighted. And the reason that I wrote the book is the attempt to try to look ahead. Look down the road a little bit and see what the consequences of what we're doing are.
Are we at that tipping point of no return on this, Seth?
No, I don't think so at all.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought that, I'd pack up and go to New Zealand or something like that.
Yeah, no. You change the title of the book, you know, just say it's too late. Yeah, right?
Right. If it's too late, it's too late. But no, I don't think that's so. I think that if the American public starts to see this issue, And if Congress responds to that, that there are all sorts of things that can be done. And we have a president right now who's pledged to build a 350-ship Navy.
And I'm sure that's sweet music to your ears, and I agree with that. Sea blindness, how political neglect is choking American sea power and what to do about it. Seth Cropsey is with us. We're going to continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Hey, Seth, great job here.
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The bug assault.
You know, I agree with the premise, and I'm not sure if there's much
we can disagree. Which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling.
The theme of our show is I want to be able to
use discount code GCN and receive 50% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
We're fortunate enough that we don't operate in 8-second sound.
Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are
no,
there.
No, not at all, not at all.
I mean, spikes and
but
drops.
I do have somebody coming up tomorrow that was pretty disagreeable, and somebody came on under the premise of, psychoanalyzing the president and somehow wanted to spin into climate change.
My blood pressure has normalized.
And this is a doctor. I mean, this is a professional.
Let me know how much help I look, and I'm telling you what
I'm going to give me that tried. You know, this is what
anybody over 40 in the North
is
American
you get people who are,
should be using
you know, on the
this
surface, they're all degreed up and everything,
to keep their
certificated, and then they come back with, you have to understand, you've got to accept, you know, 95% of the scientists say that, you know, they all agree,
or online, hbextracts.com, heart and body extracts, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all
yeah,
that
I mean,
is
you know, and,
the
and
cover
and
for mass die-off is evolution and global
flat,
warming fraud,
round,
also used as false
you know,
proof
and you,
of their
and you
price.
Got, you got,
they are from the lungs
Einstein's
that were
law relativity
2,000 years ago.
Went against
now they claim
the
to be
core,
his price
you know,
based upon blood type, DNA,
so,
and long life
such a science, but
go
still,
to unveilingthem.com.
Don't give me, I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't find anywhere in history 95% of anybody agreed with anything. Unless it was fixed. I mean, this is
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice, electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services.
Well, no more
if your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today. Right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top
or,
of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's
800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's
a tall order.
But you can get all of that with properly designed, participating whole life insurance.
All right, we're going to pick it up here in a couple seconds.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
I just have that kind of attitude, I'll tell you. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was Hurricane Irma. I don't know, Scott. Just don't mess with me. Hey, it's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Seth Cropsey is with us. Seth, you know, I was just, you know, thanking him for Seed Blindness, the book How Political Neglect is Choking American Sea Power and What to Do About It. And, you know, in explaining, you know, what our show is all about in bringing experts. I mean, it is a joy for me to bring experts like Seth on the show to share with you, our audience, so that you understand more of the facts, that we get it out of the realm of the emotion. I mean, after all, you know, with Seth, we've got how many years of experience, you know, a lifetime of experience. How many years, Seth? Can we talk about that?
A long time.
A long time. Well, and Seth served as...
The Deputy Undersecretary at Navy in 1984, and which was the same year that I became an officer in the Naval Reserve.
Mm-hmm. So. And you served under Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush as Undersecretary.
In civilian capacity, yes. That's correct.
Right. And so here it is. We, you know, this isn't about 8-second sound bites. It's about let's bring the experts on. Let's get into the depth to understand so that you can have a conversation and hopefully we can educate you, increase your awareness and knowledge and also curiosity so you can check into it further. Okay. And so because even though we have more than 8 seconds of sound bite to talk to you, it does require further examination, and we welcome that, and that's why we also welcome your emails. So if you find something along the way, we want to advance and enlarge our capacity to understand, so you can drop me a line at bill@billmartinezlive.com. Well, Seth, as we were talking before, so much is hanging in the balance here. I'd asked you straight up, were we at the point of no return, and you comforted me in saying that, no, we can reverse the course here, but I have to think that we've got to get out of doing business as usual if we're going to do something about this anemic position we find ourselves in right now.
We certainly do, Bill. There are a lot of buttons to be pressed, and my concern is that we're not pressing them. Just a couple of examples. I mean, one is the political will of the American people. When Americans decide they want to do something, we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires leadership. It can also mean a grassroots issue. But if people look at this issue and they realize how important it is to their, not only their security, but their financial well-being, they could well write their congressman and say, hey, look what's going on here. Mm-hmm. If more congressmen paid attention to this issue and looked at reports, for example, the Government Accountability Office report that was issued in the past few days that said that some of our dry docks that are used to service submarines are, you know, 80, 90 years old and in need of repair. There's all kinds of things that could happen. I mean, if an administration, either this one or its successor, decided that defense reform was a really important issue and that the current Defense Department is over-centralized, and full of red tape and organizations that no single person can help to could possibly manage, and return authority and responsibility to the military services away from large civilian agencies, we could save billions and billions of dollars, which could be applied to building ships, for example.
Exactly. Well, and we went through this. We experienced this a bit. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, did we not?
We did indeed.
No. So it proves to your point that we have the capacity, we've done it before, and so the historical facts are there. What some people are resisting right now, Seth, no doubt in our culture, this America First kind of idea, which Rand Paul just spoke about moments ago in, you know, some of these 8-second sound bites, that part we do inserts in some parts of the news. It was a little bit more than 8 seconds, but talking about, you know, America First, that we need to consider our priorities. When you're constantly giving and you're not receiving, there's no inflow, it's just outflow, you start running a little dry and you find yourself $20 trillion in debt, as we do today. And, you know, the nature of life is that seasons come and they go. The problem is if you're in the wrong season and you've got the wrong budget, that can be very painful, can't it?
Indeed. And look, America First is a slogan, and it's freighted, and it carries all sorts of implications, which people read what they want to see into it. But look at the facts. I mean, the primary responsibility, the first responsibility of the federal government is to protect its citizens, so their lives and their property. Now, if that doesn't say America First, I don't know how to say it better.
Exactly. You know? Right.
That's the deal.
Yes.
That's what the president signs up to, and that's what members of Congress sign up to when they enter office.
Mm-hmm. And that's been violated, and nobody's calling them out on it. I mean, we're starting to, Seth, and I welcome, you know, your point on that, because that's something that needs to be rallied about. I mean, we're rallying about all this other stuff, you know, people's emotions and, you know, somebody saying something that's offensive. I mean, we want to abandon our First Amendment right because we're going to offend somebody. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that America's success has offended a lot of people. We make a lot of people look bad because by comparison, you've got constituents in other countries going, hey, how come America? How come not us? How come we don't have leadership like that? How come we're not able to speak our minds? How come our women can't drive? How come they can't work? You know,
sure.
You know, all these comparative things. So it really ticks them off. And so they go, we got to get rid of this American government stuff. That great experiment, you know, 240 plus years, we've had enough of that stuff. Let's just go back to some, you know, some good old communism, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't think we're at that point yet, but
well, don't go to a college campus because that might shock you, Seth. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
No, I have a son who just started college, so I'm.
And you're paying for this indoctrination, huh?
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's going. He made his choice of schools on the basis of his experience in high school, and he had seen enough of political correctness, so he went shrieking from the room looking for. For a university that was had a minimum of political correctness. I mean, yeah, you know, that's part of the deal these days.
It's the order of the day. It's like my old mentor used to say, he says, sometimes we can be so open-minded that our brains have fallen out. And, you know, and a little bit of that has happened. And I want to, you know, for the sake of the kids, sake of these institutions, it's like, look, your brains are lying before you. It's okay. Just put them back in your head. Let's get this squared away. And, you know, let's do the right thing for the sake of the kids, you know, their future, their dreams. And, oh, by the way, if we do that, the country will take care of itself.
Directly connected to the quality of people that we bring into our military, how they're educated, how well they're trained, what they think of the United States, whether they view it as a force for the good in the world, or whether they take the sort of revisionist view that all in all, the United States has been a bad enterprise and rooted in slavery and oppression and gender bias and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make for people who are willing to sacrifice for the country.
Well, we've never claimed to be inhuman. We are human with all its foibles. That's part of our story. And it's part of the history to be written, to be understood, certainly, not to be rewritten. We understand it. We embrace it. That's who we are. But it also gives us a comparison to say, you know what, that's what, we don't want to be that. You know, we want to be better. And, you know, that's where the conversation begins. Seth Cropsey, I highly recommend this book. There's so much more that we could not get to. But See Blindness, you've got to read it. It'll be linked on our website and available at all the usual places. Thank you, Seth. Appreciate it.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Can we talk about our destiny? You know, for those of us who believe that we are born again, we have this natural pull away from this earthly environment. We look to heaven, and yet, I got to tell you, when I talk to people about heaven, you know, their perception of it seems to be so lacking. And our next guest, Pastor Robert Jeffress, joins us, American pastor, author, radio, TV host. He hosts the program Pathway to Victory, which is broadcast in more than 1,200 television stations in the U.S., 28 other countries, Also has a daily radio program, Pathway to Victory, and he's broken away. And it's, anytime we get him on the air with us, we're so blessed to do so. Has written a rather definitive book for those that have a cursory understanding of this pull toward heaven and what it's about, and you know, to really, you know, cause us to think more about this place called heaven. He's written this definitive book called 10 Surprising Truths About Your Eternal Home, A Place Called Heaven. Dr. Robert Jeffers joins us. Pastor, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Well, great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, this book is such a blessing because it really crystallizes the conversation a bit. And I believe also encourages people to look into it further, because to really talk about heaven, I mean, in this particular case, what are we, about 300 pages or so? We're talking about heaven, almost 300, about 250 pages, talking about heaven. I mean, there's probably so much that you would like to include that really is deserving of volumes about a place called heaven, right?
Well, there is. And, you know, Bill, a lot of people might wonder, you know, with everything going in the world right now, hurricane after hurricane, North Korean nuclear conflict, chaos in Washington, why in the world would we talk about another world when there's so much going on in this world? But that really is the answer, isn't it? I mean, yeah, we need the encouragement. You use that word encouragement, that God is preparing something better for us. And so I really think this book is coming at a great time to encourage Christians about the future. But it's also not just about encouragement and inspiration. It's about information. You know, I'd ask our listeners right now, just imagine that the company you work for told you that in 6 months they were going to transfer you to a foreign country, let's say to London, England, and that move was going to be a permanent move. You'd probably spend the next 6 months learning everything you could about England and making preparations for your move. And the fact is, we're all going to be moving, if we're Christians, to a foreign country, a place called heaven. It only makes sense that we would want to learn everything we could about that place and start making preparations now.
Now, you addressed 10 most frequently asked questions about heaven. These are questions that come up, I'm sure, in emails that come to you, speaking engagements, this sort of thing. So these are the consistent questions. Let's break them down.
Yeah, and I don't want to – we didn't want to answer questions nobody is asking. These are questions everybody wants to know about. And, you know, one of the real questions is what are we going to do in heaven? You know, Bill, I think secretly the reason a lot of Christians aren't more excited about going to heaven is they're afraid they're going to be perpetual boredom in heaven. And nobody wants, pardon me, to be bored for all eternity.
Yeah.
And I think some Christians actually think that heaven's going to be one long, unending church service. And to them, that sounds more like hell than it does heaven.
Exactly.
I mean, the fact is, we are going to worship in heaven, no doubt about it. We're going to experience worship like we never have here on earth. But we're going to do more than worship in heaven. We're actually going to work in the new heaven and the new earth. God's going to have an assignment for us. And, you know, if that's not appealing to people who think of, you know, heaven as a permanent retirement home, remember, God created us to be workers. We were to find fulfillment in work. God created Adam to be a worker before the fall. It was only after the fall that work became difficult. You know, bodies that grow tired, strained relationships, government regulations, all those impediments will be removed in the new heaven and new earth, and we're going to enjoy work like we've never enjoyed it before.
Yeah, I see, you know, relevant to your term fulfillment, which is, according to a U.S. labor study, only about 10% of Americans realize, and that's being a round peg in a round hole. You know, doing what it is that you've been perfectly designed to do, you know, the manufacturer of our very existence is right there saying, Pastor Jeffers, this is where we want you to be. You know, this is the perfect fit for you. And you go there and it just flows. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean,
And it's interesting you bring that up, because I really believe, Bill, that our work in the new heaven and new earth may mirror what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think God gives us these gifts and these abilities and these interests just for the few fleeting years we have here on planet Earth. We are eternal beings, and I wouldn't be surprised if our work doesn't correspond in heaven somewhat to what it is here on Earth. And, you know, that brings up the other question people often want to know. Well, will we know one another in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the bigger issue of that is, Do we become somebody else when we go to heaven? And the answer is no. When we die and go to heaven, it's not somebody else who goes to heaven. Mm-hmm. It is we who goes to heaven. Right. We still have the same personality and interest. We still have the same names. You know, Moses and Elijah had been dead for hundreds of years. When they came back with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were still Moses and Elijah.
Exactly.
They didn't change their names to Bert and Ernie. It was, it was Moses and Elijah. Uh-huh. You and I are going to retain the same names. Even our bodies in heaven, yes, they'll be supernatural. They'll be vastly improved. But we'll know one another because we will retain some of the physical characteristics that made us recognizable. How do I know that? Just look at Jesus. Mm-hmm. His resurrection body was a prototype of our bodies, and Jesus' disciples recognized him. So, you know, that's one of the key questions I answer in this book, A Place Called Heaven. Will we know one another in heaven? And the answers are resounding yes.
Exactly. Well, there have been movies about another question here, and that is the reality of heaven. Is it real, or is it just our own state of mind?
Yeah, that's good to know. Is heaven a real location, or is it a state of mind? Jesus answered that very clearly in John 14. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He uses that word place three times in two verses. That's why I named the book A Place Called Heaven. The word place, topos in Greek, literally means a geographical location. You know, when Jesus was on the Mount of Olives about to ascend back into heaven after his resurrection, he ascended from the Mount of Olives into heaven. Now think about it, Bill. Does it make sense to say that Jesus went from a real geographical location? Many of us have been there, the Mount of Olives, that he ascended from a geographical location into a state of mind?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
He just switched locations from one geographical location to another location. And one day, the Bible says, he's going to come from heaven back to the Mount of Olives. Again, he's just switching one real location for another. So, yes, heaven is a real place.
Well, in your book, A Place Called Heaven, 10 Surprising Truths About Your Eternal Home, obviously we can't get to them all, but this is why you need to get your very own copy of the book that is available at all the usual places. We'll link it on our website as well. And Pastor Jeffers, as you mentioned earlier at the onset, if we knew we were going to go to another country, we would study up. We would figure out what we needed to know about this new country we were going to. And the question people might also ask, and not might, but have asked you repeatedly, is how can I prepare for my journey to heaven?
Well, there are lots of things that we talk about you can do. We talk about developing the here-there mindset of during these 6 months we're in one location, preparing for the other location, minimizing regrets. It's sad to come to the end of your life with a long list of regrets. Getting your financial house in order, making preparations for your family. But, Bill, the most foundational thing you can do is make sure you have the right passport to get into heaven.
Exactly.
If you're going into another country, you won't get there without the right spiritual passport.
Well, it's right here in his book, A Place Called Heaven, 10 Surprising Truths About Your Eternal Home. Time to study up and time to look into it and answer, some critical questions that are before you this day as well. Dr. Robert Jeffers on Bill Martinez Live. Pastor, thank you. As always, a blessing. Appreciate it.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
What a way to make a living.
Martinez Live.
It's all part of the Labor Day theme. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Ray Comfort joins us now. Ray, founder, CEO of Living Waters, and the best-selling author of more than 80 books, including Hell's Best Kept Secret, Scientific Facts in the Bible, and the Evidence Bible. He co-hosts with actor Kirk Cameron the award-winning TV program, The Way of the Masters, seen in over 200 countries. Also the executive producer of movies like Audacity 180, Evolution versus God, and many others, which has been seen by millions. Brother Ray, always good to have you with us. How you been?
Oh, really good. Thank you. Yeah, well, praying for Houston, etc.
Yeah, exactly. We've got that. And then Hurricane Irma is, we're not sure exactly where it's heading, but I'm in California right now heading to the East Coast, so I may be there in time to say hello, Irma, you know? I don't know. Whatever God wants. Ray, I want to talk about your new book, it's Think on These Things. Now, I've known you as a man of God that took Jesus' words seriously when he said that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And I like you. I mean, and you know, when we met, you just so inspired me. And even then, I was in a daily devotional. But you inspired me to think about, okay, what else could I do that I needed to have? I needed to do something beyond, or maybe even focus in on a book of the Bible. And you know, 1 year as a devotional, I was reading Timothy Keller's book he and his wife put together about Psalms. And I like what you have done with the book of Proverbs. Think on these things. Tell us about this new book.
Yeah, the book is about the wisdom of God. You know, if God offers us wisdom, he says wisdom is the principal thing. He that gets wisdom loves his own soul. And every day I pray for wisdom because I'm a klutz. I'm an idiot. I'm always doing things wrong. And I'm not kidding.
Hey, you're not alone. You got company here. I want you to know that, okay?
If you've got wisdom, you'll think right, you'll do right, you'll pray right, and you won't make mistakes. And so the book of Proverbs is power-packed full of wisdom. It's an instruction book for humanity. And I know that when I get an appliance, I tend to throw the instructions to one side because I'm a man who needs instructions. I know how to do this thing. And when I end up finishing it, there's like 6 or 7 nuts and bolts left over, and I think, oh, where's the instructions?
Yeah.
And humanity tends to do that with the instruction book that God gave us. Just watch the news tonight and see the nuts and bolts and the mess the world has made because it won't listen to the wisdom of God.
Exactly.
So I got 365 readings from Proverbs. You know, the scriptures speak of meditating on the word of God, and often we attack it like my dog attacks its food. I watch my dog eat food, and I think, are you crazy? Haven't you got taste buds? What are you?
Yeah, right.
And it's gone. And you think, did you taste it?
Yes.
And we sometimes it's, I'll read 10 chapters today. No. Meditate on it, chew it over, absorb it into your system, let it energize you for the day. And Proverbs certainly has stuff to meditate on. It saved me. It saved me getting beaten up, the wisdom that's in Proverbs.
As you say, Ray, the culture is so crazy and unhinged right now. I mean, we are the personification of Isaiah 5. You know, the things that are evil are called good, good, evil. And if you don't have anything to balance out the insanity of the culture, your worldview, your thinking is going to be, in the words of Zig Ziglar, rather stinky. You'll be a stinking thinker, and that's not good for you.
You see, humanity thinks it knows how to handle marriage, and we see the mess that marriages are in. In every area of society, we make a mess of it. You know, the soft answer turns away wrath. That has saved me so much trouble. I was driving my car once, and as I turned into a park, I cut a guy off. He has a van behind me. He overtook me, and he parked his van, and he parked it angrily, if you can imagine that.
Right.
He got out, stomped across. He was fuming. It was road rage many years ago. Came up to me. I wound down my window. I thought I'd better face the music, and he said, that was a very stupid thing to do. I said, I know. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And he said, oh, have a nice weekend.
Yes.
And it just diffused his anger. A soft answer turns away wrath. And sometimes as Christians, we think we're thinking right. Like if you see two people arguing, as a Christian, should you be a peacemaker? Well, the Bible says if you interfere with people having an argument, like someone who grabs an angry dog by both its ears, you're going to get bitten.
Right.
You know, it says don't greet your neighbor loudly in the morning. I've got a sanguine personality. I jump out of bed and say, I'm alive, thank you, God. And, and the Bible says, don't greet your neighbor loudly, it'll be counted as a curse to you.
Yeah.
So there's so much in Proverbs that can save us so much pain. And I put them into this little book called Think of These Things. And I got to tell you, when the publisher sent me artwork, I was depressed about it. I thought, this is just a horrible-looking book. Then when it physically came, it wasn't white, because it was black with silver writing on the front in the title, and it is the most beautiful quality book, written 80 books. This is the most beautiful book I've ever seen. It's the sort of book you could, it's small, it's the sort of thing you could give to a king. It's such high quality, and it's great for a gift to give to someone, because it not only contains the wisdom of God, but contains very subtle and gentle reminders that we have a responsibility towards the lost. People are going to hell, and we're called to reach out to them with the gospel.
Exactly. A gift that you would give to a king or a child of the king, right?
Yes, that's
Exactly. Well, in the book, each daily devotion includes a proverb for the day. As you said, you didn't go and say, hey, let's go after an entire chapter. We're going to have, you know, as the Bible refers to, you know, one of my favorite words is Selah. You have to have a Selah moment, right? It is that stop sign, that cautionary sign that comes out in a word, and people, well, I see that Selah. What does that Selah mean? I mean, stop. Stop and meditate. And this is what you do. That whole book is just it's a Selah book, huh, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been reading the Bible every day without fail for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not without fail. And I thought every Christian did that until mm-hmm. about 35 years ago. I began asking congregations, do you read the Bible every day without fail? And only about 5% could put their hands up.
Yeah.
We're kind of slack when it comes. We're not disciplined. And you will have breakfast, and I say, no Bible, no breakfast, no read, no feed. Seek first the kingdom of God. I'm not saying read Leviticus before you get out of bed. That's going to give you indigestion.
Yeah.
Just chew over the words of Jesus. Chew over Psalms. Chew over Proverbs. Meditate on it, and let it guide you and energize you for that day. So that's why we've published this book.
And that's the thing, you know, right to your point, and, you know, George Barn has done extensive research on this as well, in terms of those Christians who, you know, are supposed to have a biblical worldview, how few, even including senior pastors of church, I don't know how, I mean, even, I mean, forget about whether you're a senior pastor or anybody, even if you just say you're a Christian, or even you have a desire to be, how to not be on the Word of God, I don't know how you live life without connecting yourself on, you know, the very essence of your spiritual life that is so so necessary and vital.
Well, I don't know if you've seen some of the testimonies that are coming out of Fox News from people who are in this horror that is in Houston, where they're
yes.
saying, God is good.
Mm.
We've got, you know, we thank God. And some guy, he's lost everything. He says, I thank God.
Yeah.
And what, the ungodly don't realize that we have something so precious. Chasing God lifts you above the flood. It gives you peace in the storm. And it's even going to carry us through death.
Yes.
It's just, faith is in every area that we look at. People despise faith, especially atheists. I don't have faith. Come on,
yeah.
If a doctor gives you a pill, you take the pill. And you don't even think twice. You're risking your life. You don't
yes.
what's in the pill. You
right.
get on an elevator and have faith in the cable. You trust a pilot that you've never seen. You don't say, hey, is he drunk? Has he got credentials? You just walk into a plane, strap in, and trust your life to a pilot. Some people even trust politicians. And faith is, we exercise faith every single, even when we sit in a chair. We're trusting the chair with our weight. So we're talking about faith in God, the immutable promises of God. It is impossible for God to lie. That means you can throw yourself blindfolded and without reserve into his hands, and he will never, ever disappoint you.
Exactly. And when you talk about immutable, the immutability of God, it's like I tell people, you know, even this that claim to be atheists, I go, well, where do you think gravity comes from? I mean, if you think that, you know, that that's willy-nilly, you know, get up on top of the rooftop and jump and see how gravity works. And if that, and then tell me God does not exist just in that simple experiment.
Yeah, you won't be here in that experiment.
Yeah.
But, you know, an atheist is atheism. We tend to think of an atheist, oh, he's intellectual. No, he's not. The Bible says he's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
He believes the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything. It's crazy to be
yeah.
an atheist. And yet millions embrace atheism because it gives them a license to follow their hormones and get into fornication, pornography, and homosexuality, adultery without qualms of conscience. Because if there's no God, there's no right and no wrong.
Yeah.
So what we've done with the devotional is feed these sort of truths into people so that you can share your faith without fear. I have fear, but you can overcome your fears.
Mm.
It's like if I said to you, Bill, I want you to dive in to a pond that's filled with ice that will kill you in 2 minutes. It's that cold. You'd say, you'd never get me to do that.
Mm.
I say, Bill, a four-year-old child just falling into that pond. You would dive in without hesitation. You'd feed
exactly.
Yeah. Save that child because love is so powerful. And the Bible uses an analogy. It's, you know, we talk about the freezing waters of evangelism and diving into them because we love sinners. But the Bible uses another analogy. It says, others having compassion, making a difference, pulling them from the fire, even hating gum spotted by the flesh. So we have a tremendous responsibility, and this little book will equip you to overcome your fears and share your faith because you're motivated by the love of God.
Well, Ray, congratulations on the book. Thank you again. You have been one to share so openly, and this is a true blessing. Think on these things. Wisdom for Life from Proverbs, 365 daily devotionals, available at all the usual places. I take it, Ray Comfort.
Yes, and Sam's Club have it, which is wonderful, Amazon.com and LivingWaters.com.
And of course,
Sam's Club for taking it, but just thrilled.
That's great, and we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Ray, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us, as always. Stay in touch.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Take care. All right, bye.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.